And joining us this morning from Toronto, Connor McGahey. Connor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jimmy. How goes it back there? I am finally experiencing what winter feels like here in Toronto.
So
I'm not sure I like it.
So give it, what's the weather forecast for Toronto right now?
Well, it is 35 degrees Fahrenheit. I have to obviously make that that distinction.
Of course.
In a place that uses Celsius. Not so bad. But it was interesting to see snow on the ground.
Sunshine.
We're not familiar with that.
Yeah, sunshine, probably like below 50s here today, just to let you know.
Lovely. Sounds like paradise.
Well, it's the Western Slope. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. That's why we have the fighting 970s on this side of the hill, the beautiful weather and everything. Speaking of things beautiful, the Avalanche have been on a nice little run here as of late. It looks like Nathan McKinnon's going to be back tonight for the Avalanche, and they take on a pretty good Toronto team. But this has been a really good stretch for the Avs.
Yeah, it sure has. Without Nathan McKinnon, they were 8-2. But I think that's not just because, I mean, obviously it helps to have a superstar in his lineup, without a doubt. And he will be tonight, it sounds like. And this is the game in the National Hockey League tonight. I know that the Oilers and Penguins are on TNT tonight. But as far as red-hot and skilled hockey teams, this is it. I mean, Toronto has won 14 of 16. The Avs have won 7 of 8. This is the premier game in the NHL tonight. And I think Colorado is playing the right way. They have the second-best power play since November 11th, only to Seattle. But that's only because they've had 16 more power play chances than the Kraken in that time period. That's a big part of the success, but I mean, you have Cale Makar with 12 points in 6 games. Nazem Kadri in the month of November was a 2-point-a-game player. He's going against his former club tonight. So there's a lot of reasons to listen to this one tonight. Should be a good one.
Of course, Kadri, the first-round pick of the Maple Leafs back in 2009, so a homecoming for him. In regard to Nathan McKinnon back and on the ice tonight, do we know, is Jared Bednar kind of got it? They have him on kind of a pitch count, Connor? How much can we expect to see Nathan tonight?
You know, it's hard to say, and it's also hard to keep Nathan McKinnon off the ice. So, like Jared Bednar says, if he's feeling it, he'll go. And I don't think he would be in the lineup if he wasn't 100% able to take on the minutes that he's used to. So I don't think pitch counts really are necessarily a thing, per se, for Jared Bednar and company. If you're not able to perform your duties, you're probably not going to be in the lineup. So I would expect full bore from Nathan McKinnon tonight.
When you look at Toronto, their netminder Jack Campbell's been really good. 12-4-1 this year, leads the league in goals against. He hasn't allowed more than 2 goals in his past 7 appearances. So they face a pretty steady netminder tonight in Jack Campbell.
Yeah, Jack Campbell has the triple crown going. Leads the league in goals against average, save percentage, and wins with 12. I'm watching morning skate right now for the Leafs. It's an optional, and Campbell was out here momentarily in a phrase that I really have come to despise, but it's true. He was in the starter's net for a moment, so I would expect it to be Jack Campbell tonight. But coming over from the LA Kings, he has really been a beacon of light with the departure of Freddie Anderson to Carolina. So it definitely was a goaltending carousel for Toronto over the past couple seasons, but they have 3 good ones right now. I mean, they have Mrazek, who's been hurt, obviously, but Jack Campbell, and then Justin Wall, who's coming and been exactly that. I mean, as a backup, he's played 3 games. He has 3 wins, including a shutout. So goaltending has definitely improved for Toronto as they sit atop the Atlantic Division.
You know, the Leafs are 2nd in the NHL in goals against, but let's talk about the offensive side of things. They rank 17th in goal scoring right now. Give us kind of a preview of what the Avs will see in terms of the goal scorers tonight for Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, it's been John Tavares, really. I mean, Austin Matthews is not leading the way for once, but you never know, and he has shaved his mustache, so read into that for what you will. I had a funny tweet earlier, someone said, well, Matthew shaved his mustache, so that means a Cale Makar hat trick tonight.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, let's hope so. That's right. But it's been John Tavares, William Nylander, second in scoring. So he's really stepped up after the question marks and sort of contract chaos the past year and a half or so. So, and Tavares really quietly does it because I don't think anybody really talks about it. I mean, he's the captain of Toronto. Obviously chose Toronto instead of staying with the New York Islanders. But everyone wants to talk about Matthews and Marner here in Toronto. But it's really been John Tavares who's led the way in points and goals so far.
Connor McGahee joining us from Toronto today. The Avalanche take on the Maple Leafs tonight right here on the team. Pre-game at 5, face-off right around 5:30. And we should acknowledge that Jared Bednar, with that one against Anaheim last week, becoming the winningest head coach in Avalanche history. So a tip of the cap to Jared Bednar, now holding that distinction for the Avalanche.
Yep, he takes over from Bob Hartley and still second in franchise history as Michel Bergeron is still in first place with the Quebec Nordiques. But Jared Bednar, well-deserved. And again, we talk about the fact that he took this team from worst to first in under 4 years and really changed how they thought, how they played the game, how they approach the game. And so a lot of credit goes to him because he can communicate with all types of players, superstars, young kids, middle-of-the-road guys, and that's a huge credit to Jared Bednar, and he would say his staff as well, Ray Bennett and Nolan Pratt. Nolan Pratt has really been with him for a long time. Of course, Pratt's Stanley Cup champion with the Colorado Avalanche back in 2001. So that staff has really done an amazing job at turning a team around that that was worse than the NHL, that worst that we've seen in over 20 years. So Jared Bednar deserves all the accolades that we can give him.
Connor McGahee, radio voice of the Avalanche, joining us from Toronto today. He's out watching skate this morning as the Avs get ready to take on Toronto tonight, right here on the team pregame at 5 o'clock for that one. And this is the longest stretch of games not played on home ice this season for the Avalanche, Connor, five games away from home ice on this road trip.
Yep, and, you know, they can actually consider themselves a little bit lucky because you look at teams that are on the West Coast, Vancouver, San Jose. I mean, they get into those seven-game road trips. I mean, the New York Islanders opening a new building had to start on the road for 13 straight. So the fact that it's just five and it just happens once is really good schedule-wise for the Colorado Avalanche. But the month of December is tough. I think it's the busiest month overall for Colorado. And I think they're away for 22 days, I think, this month. So, I mean, it'll be a tough one. Not used to the gaps that they've had so far. This is when it really starts to get going. But this is a tough one to start the road trip. The New York Rangers finish up the road trip. Those are the two hot teams. In between are very gettable. I mean, they're all gettable games. But Montreal in disarray, firing Marc Bergevin earlier this week. Ottawa, we've already seen. We know where they're at. Philadelphia can't seem to find an identity. So this trip is really bookended by really, really solid clubs. This will be a good test overall for Colorado.
All right, so I'll have the game tonight, Avs and Toronto, 5 o'clock with the pregame on the team. I do have to ask you, because you don't hear this happen, you know, generally in sports, most notably hockey, where you have guys biting each other. Brendan Lemieux of the Kings, suspended 5 games. He bit Ottawa Senators forward Brady Tkachuk on Saturday. I mean, when's the last time you heard a guy get suspended in the league for biting somebody else?
Yeah, I don't recall. And
just think it's bizarre.
Fascinating, but, yeah, I mean, but the fascinating part to that for me was the statement by Tkachuk afterwards and sort of a peel behind the curtain as to, you know, because there's what we think of players on the ice, and then there's what players think of each other on the ice. And that was very revealing, his statement afterwards, talking about Brendan Lemieux. But obviously, you know, when you're in the heat of a moment, people do some strange things, and that was definitely up there. But, it is one that we'll probably remember for a long time just because of its uniqueness.
Has Connor McGahee ever bit or been bitten by somebody in an athletic competition?
Negative? Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay, very good. I'm glad. That's kind of what I thought the answer would be, that is
it's
not
like
happening.
It's like an Animal House. Just keep your hands away from his mouth.
And you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Hey, Connor, appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Have a great call tonight.
Thanks, Jimmy. See you.
All right. Connor McGahee from Toronto.